welcome back. And we're joined with Ann Morrison, our scientist, on Twiland, TWILAND.info. And for those who don't understand what Twiland is, what does the symbol mean? And, of course, the word Twiland.
Well, Twiland is a word that I coined, you know, like twilight is between day and night. And Twiland is between earth and heaven.
Right.
And what it means is that we need to look at the whole. We just don't want to look at the construct of our left brain, you know, how our left brain...
Yeah, in other words, we have to look at it as a scientific gestalt, which also, when you see a new perspective, you ask better questions, which is what we poke questions at. For example, public health, biosecurity, astrophysics, the evolution of new pathogens from bad policy, such as overuse of drugs in China in their chicken factories, such as the use of vaccines that speed up their evolution, such a release as the OXV513A gene that actually increases oxidative stress, and RNA viruses under that stress can mutate up to 10,000 times faster than DNA viruses. So, yeah, that's really excellent what you do every week. What topics are we covering today, Ann?
Well, we're going to try to get through the updates on the Zika virus here in the United States, and then I want to talk a little bit about the vaccine that they have approved. They have a new vaccine approved for the seasonal flu, and I need your information on that.
Sure. Let's start from the top. And by the way, afterwards we show all your fancy pictures and diagrams because you do a lot of work to actually. You did an amazing job, by the way. I'm very impressed.
Well, this one is. This one is important. We have talked about Oxitec before, the Oxitec mosquitoes, and they are GMO mosquitoes.
Right.
Where they actually splice in, they change the DNA of the mosquito in the larvae, and they make the...
These are called riddle genes. Can you explain what that means?
Well, it means release insects lethal... dose lethal, and that means that they put in a larvicide right inside the mosquito itself, and when it lays its eggs, and then it becomes a pupa, and then it becomes a larva, and it starts to emerge, it dies.
Right, that's obviated by the presence of tetracycline, which even in minute micro quantities will actually prevent this larvicide gene from being active. It inactivates it.
Yes.
So they knew that in advance when they released the riddle genes. And by the way, they did it with the Ballworth moth in Georgia some years ago. And now they're trying to release these mosquitoes in South Florida. They've proven in the Ballworth moth, and this is Dr. Maewon Ho, that it actually jumped into other insects, animals, vectors, even in plants, and actually modified the genetics of plants. So any double-stranded DNA creature, animal, plant, or vector, will then acquire these new genes, which will change its biology, and it could upset hundreds of gene control systems in that animal or species or plant.
Well, that's just astonishing, and we should get more covering on that.
Right, exactly, yeah. So you have, on the first of your articles here, you talk about the EPA approving testing of biopesticide Wolbachia bacteria. Is that good or bad?
Well, this is a shenanigan that the EPA is doing.
Right.
So let me try to explain this. This is one reason I wanted to write about it this week. You know, I thought that the Wolbachia, am I saying that right?
Wolbachia.
Wolbachia, there we go, is a bacteria that is found in some mosquitoes, and what it does is it doesn't allow the mosquito to infect a person. What happens is that it resides in the mid-gut, and it will not allow the virus to get into the saliva. So when the mosquito bites you, it doesn't pass the virus on to you. But up to this point, the testing has been done by the FDA, and they were the ones that approved the Oxitec. By the way, they did say that there was not going to be much harm to the environment. So they went ahead and approved the experiment of the Oxitec in the Florida Keys.
Right.
And it took them 3 years to do that, and they had about 3,000 public comments.
Wow.
Well, you know, that takes a lot of manpower and a lot of work. And, of course, the administration wouldn't like to get this Zika taken care of. And so, anyway, the EPA got involved. Don't ask me how it happened, but they did. And there's three agencies that are involved in pesticide development, especially the GMO. And one of those is the United States Department of Agriculture. Their mandate is for crops. And there's nothing about mosquitoes and humans that has to do with crops unless we become cannibals.
You're funny.
I know. So what I've done here is I put up a page from the USDA that shows that right on their statement, one of the columns is crop. I don't know how they could look at a mosquito and put I don't know what crop.
Mosquito crop. You know, maybe they're going to make bug sandwiches or something, or you know, mosquito spread. You know, for your bread.
Then they would get involved.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, bizarre government. And of course, these departments do this because they're corrupt, and they know that. By the way, this is changing the biology of the biosphere. These genes already are jumping. I call it the first gene plague in human history. Is released by Intrexon. And you know what the moniker is that they have on their website? Better living through better DNA. I mean, this could be a B movie, and one of these theaters say, you know, like, no, you're kidding. They won't. You can't see those lines. People won't believe it. But they actually said that in their main marketing for their company that bought Oxitec by Oxford University that created this literally jumping gene situation. And they were already warned in advance that you can't say that these genes won't jump because they are of their own what's called transposon enzymes to actually insert them in multiple places in the genome. And they could use fluorescent tagging to actually look at the genome in metaphase and see that it's actually jumping into lots of different places, totally disrupting the normal what's called operon control of activation of DNA and production of mRNA, messenger RNA. So this is just nuts. And for anybody to scientifically think that this is valid, now that we've already seen it already happen to jump into plants and animals, this is what I call the Isle of Dr. Moreau. Remember his Isle of all kinds of mutants and monsters? That's what they're doing right now to us in our biosphere.
Well, this is more terrifying than any science fiction movie.
Yeah,
any. Yeah, this is. You know, I would like art to imitate life and make a movie of this because nobody. Well, I don't think anybody would believe.
If there's a movie producer out there, I can provide him, and you can provide him with all the information he needed to know to make the scariest reality be. You know, see what they need to start doing is making reality movies that are scary as hell, but they're based in fact. So when people say, no, that can't really be happening. And then at the end of the credits, it shows all the references. Ann Morris and Twilight.info, Dr. Bill Deagle, and Nutri Medical Report. And there's about 20 articles published, like Dr. Mei-Wan Ho and other scientists that actually warned them not to do this. And yet, these son of a bitch just did it. It's crazy.
Anyway, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, is the second agency.
Well, I call them the Fatal Drugs Allowed People, FDA.
And they're responsible for protecting the public health, and they're supposed to assure the safety, efficacy, and security of human
and the profitability of the corporations.
Yes.
Amen.
And they were the ones that approved the testing experimental use permit for Oxitec to spray their mosquitoes down in the Florida Keys because they gave a finding of no significant impact. Like I said, they had about 3,000 public comments that were published, and they were available for everybody to read, and I sent one in. But I was really disappointed that they said, well, there's no significant impact for testing.
Well, you know the problem is? You can send it in a scientifically based, logical comment or question. They don't respond, they ignore it, and they pretend that there was some public discussion on the issues. That's why, whether it's Fukushima Daiichi or this Oxitec gene release, and the reason now these Franken mosquitoes, this is very scary stuff. And people don't understand it can get in other mosquitoes that can carry it as far north as Winnipeg, Manitoba, or the Northern Territories, you know, like Northwest Territories, because there's mosquitoes that live up there. I mean, if you ever go up to, say, Hudson Bay or the Baffin Islands so during the summer, which is very short, these mosquitoes come in like small planes. I mean, they're big. These are like what I call the World Federation Wrestling mosquitoes. These are the extra heavyweight mosquitoes. When they come at you, they get an ugly look on their face saying, I'm going to stick in. This is going to hurt.
Yep. I've been there.
Yeah, you've been up there.
I've seen that. It's really scary.
Yeah, it's scary. Do you see those kind of mosquitoes? These are like small drones or something.
That's why I like living in Southern California, which is semi-arid.
I haven't seen a mosquito in many years, and when Bula flies here, just have your screens up and everything's fine, and it's semi-arid, so we get enough water coming to the from the Tehachapi Mountains to supply our local lakes and everything, and it's actually plenty green here. We're fine now. We're over the massive drought, but we're back to our normal weather, which is what we call June gloom, so it's at the end of May, and it's a little gloomy and cloudy at times. We have nice weather, and it's pesticide, it's pest free. We don't have these nasty mosquitoes. And other areas of the country, by the way, they're at very grave risk of the Zika virus causing a lot of trouble. And I think it's going to permanently sterilize much of the female population.
Well, they're looking at 350 women who are pregnant who have displayed signs of having Zika and, in fact, have been tested. And they know that they were infected with Zika, and they're following them very closely.
Yeah, but you pointed out that they did something very important a few weeks ago, Anne. I want you to repeat, because you mentioned that once it's in the uterus, it may not mean, even if you can't find it in their blood, they may not be able to have a normal pregnancy of that ever.
Well, that's right, and we don't know that right now. And in fact, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I have a chart further down in the report.
Okay, good. So let's continue.
So anyway, there's a front page from the USDA that says, from the FDA that says finding of no significant impact.
Oh, really?
And that was for the Oxitec mosquito. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency, what have they got to do with this? Well, that's the question. What do they have to do with it? They are tasked with protecting the natural environment and public health as it relates to the environment. So its primary responsibility is to establish and enforce national standards relating to the environment through research, assessment, and education. The EPA handles ground, water, air pollution. Now, do you hear mosquito in there anyplace? Do you hear bacteria in there anyplace?
No, that's amazing, isn't it? You can actually do a control F and you don't see the word in there, do you?
No, there's no such word. Unless you consider mosquitoes hazardous waste. I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing is, our government departments are so insane, so anti-intellectual, so willing to just ignore logical and intelligent public asking questions. It's disgusting. We're ruled over by people that are completely out of their minds.
Yeah, well, I can believe. I think it was a. Well, I. You know, they only had a couple of comments, and then one of them was anonymous. Well, I found out why it was anonymous, because there was a comment period that was closed yesterday.
Right.
And I was up on their website yesterday, and I said, well, I think I'll make a comment to this. And it had to do with GMOs or something.
Right.
So I go and I finally find the comment page, and they won't let me enter any personal information. Well, I suppose they would, if they don't let you enter personal information, you know, on the personal information page, you have to give them your name and address.
Right.
And then there's a box, and it says if you don't want these published, click the box. Well, if they don't even let you on the page, then I guess they consider that anonymous. And they just ignore it.
Oh, my. I mean, how obscene is that to actually have that kind of approach and then think that they're still giving a public exposure to alternate viewpoints on these issues which affect the public?
I was so angry.
And the problem is these are the same people who oversee biochemical pesticides, microbial pesticides, and plant incorporating protectants. Now, you have to understand that Oxitec and Intraxon is making another line besides the stuff they acquired from Oxitec. They are other lines that we call biological pesticides that are genetic. I mean, this is really crazy stuff where they're literally altering the genome of the biosphere and the environment to have specific biological effects and have unexpected effects. I mean, that would be the nicest thing about it. Unexpected genetic effects that are really horrific. And, you know, we literally have the release of a gene plague now, but God knows what this is all going to do, because Intraxon now, which is out of Maryland, a U.S. company, bought Oxitec, but they got lots of other things out of their bag of genetic tricks. It's very, very scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I looked into the FDA, and they're, the EPA. The FDA had an application for Oxitec and the EPA for Wolbachia.
Right.
And they were, both of the applications were similar. That is, they wanted to stop the mosquitoes from reproducing. And, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The EPA the EPA has a classification, and they called the Wolbachia bacteria as a biopesticide, even though it did not apply to anything that people would eat.
Oh, really?
And according to the EPA, a biopesticide falls into one of the following three classifications. And you tell me if you think there's a mosquito in any of these classifications.
Right.
Biochemical pesticides, microbial pesticides,
right,
plant incorporated protectants.
Doesn't belong to any of those. What they should genetically modified environmental pesticides, if you want to call it, I think it's bizarre that they just proceed without a lot more public disclosure. And then even when other scientists raise issues, they just ignore it when they warn them that this is, could be a dangerous thing. It's just amazing. We had an application years ago, back in when I was doing my marine bacteriology PhD research under Dr. Brown, and I was working with the genetics of a Vibrio marinus and trying to isolate one that had 10 million times more 3-O-methylase enzyme activity. So I synthesized for the first time ever a radio-labeled artificial polysaccharide. I went out in the oceans and isolated the bacterium and supercultured until I got one 10 million times more using a scintillation counter in our substrate. And then what I discovered is basically that they were trying to, there was this professor at a university trying to get approval to mess around with the kappa gene of E. coli. Now, if you make a kappa gene super pathogenic E. coli, you'll kill all biological mammals on the planet, including the great whales that have E. coli in their gut. And so we not only denied it, we actually insisted that this guy get a psychiatric evaluation, because indeed asking for this could kill literally all mammals on the planet. So people don't understand that science and some scientists really don't have any ethics or morals. And the industry and these corporations, where, again, the best definition of a corporation is a zombie, because it's a dead being that acts as if it's alive. It can't die. It makes all kinds of profits. It already can spread across continental borders and national borders. And it literally takes over policy and acts like it's a cool person. So that's the definition of a zombie. So corporations, in a sense, in the way they operate in the world nowadays, are zombies, the undead.
And well, that's what the Supreme Court said.
Yeah, the Supreme Court says that these zombie corporations, which is all corporations, by the way, are basically zombies, the undead that rule over us.
Yeah, that's what they said.
And they get away with this stuff like Intraxon and Oxitec and so on. Oh, well, we're just going to do this. Our scientists that are on our board say this is it. Even the top scientists in other major universities and so on. Oh, my, don't do this. Dorothy and, the Wizard of Oz. Oh, me, oh, my. Lions, zebras, you know, lions, bears, and whatever.
Are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar-sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Health in America is becoming a top priority. Or maybe I should say, good health in the world is becoming a top priority. Maintaining a healthy body can be challenging. How about letting Life Change Tea help you? Our tea, you make, you drink, and you benefit. Our unique blend of 8 different herbs helps you maintain good digestion, a healthy colon, and detoxes harmful toxins and parasites out of your body. And you know what? It tastes great! If you're wanting a change, a life change when it comes to health, log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. When you log on to our mobile-friendly website, you can read all the numerous testimonies of how Life Change Tea has helped so many people. We carry many, many beneficial products that help your health and keep you on track. GetTheTea.com. Kind of gets in your head, doesn't it? GetTheTea.com.
You gotta let me go. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm all
I'm glad you had your glass of, I'm glad you had your glass of water now. Your voice is clearing. I guess we caught you just getting your glass just before we, bam, got you on that first segment. So to summarize, basically they're releasing both Wolbachia bacteria to control the mosquitoes and also the Oxitec genes. They don't really understand how the heck this is going to work in the environment, if it's going to work properly or not. In the meantime...
Oh, no. They got an experimental use permit from the EPA. Now, why did they go to the EPA instead of the FDA?
Yeah,
I mean, they're both... Both of these applications were for an experimental use permit to modify mosquitoes.
Right.
And... So I think, from what I can tell, from what I'm reading in the papers, is that they went to the EPA because nobody pays attention. Nobody sends public comments to the EPA. But if the FDA has something coming up, everybody reads the FDA. And the FDA got over 3,000 public comments, and they had to read every one of them and reply. The EPA... got two, and one of them they said they wouldn't. They said it wasn't. It was anonymous.
And that was your comment. They made the anonymized your comment.
Well, no, I'm thinking. I didn't tell you what I did. So by this time, I was so angry because they wouldn't let me put in my personal information.
Right.
And I thought, well, golly, my comment's going to be considered anonymous. And I didn't want that to happen, so at the bottom of my comment, I put my personal information.
In the actual comment itself, so they can't pretend that you didn't provide it. Yeah,
right.
Than,
And it's going to be published in the CFRs.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah. That's how angry I was.
So
anyway.
What do you predict is going to happen with these tests? I mean, they're trying to reduce the mosquito population. We know with the mosquito injection of the riddle genes, they expect only a generation, maybe 1 to 2 months of reduction in the total mosquito population. But the emergence of these now new mosquitoes with the riddle gene put in different parts of the genome, so even if there was, you know, no tetracycline, the mosquito's still going to survive. The problem now is we have a gene plague, which when the genes get into host organisms, it increases the production of free radicals. And free radicals drive the evolution of RNA viruses by mutating them. I mean, this is no different than blasting an organism like a ferret that has a pathogen in it with a cyclotron that we use for generating radioisotopes like cobalt-60 for cancer. People need to understand the same process of free radical generation can speed the evolution to make super pathogenic organisms, and that's exactly what these maniacs have done by releasing these riddle genes. Pretty crazy.
Okay, well, originally, the application that went up to the EPA requested that they... what was happening was that the albopictus test mosquito...
Yeah.
Aedes albopictus.
Aedes albopictus, yeah.
Yeah, it is in China, and it does carry the dengue virus. So China starting to trying to use Wolbachia injected mosquitoes to see if they could reduce the mosquito population over there so that they wouldn't get dengue, because we don't have a vaccine for dengue yet. We do have a vaccine for yellow fever, but it's an attenuated live virus vaccine. And in fact, there are 4 different strains of the dengue virus. And they are trying to create a vaccine, but it's also going to be an attenuated live virus vaccine. Now, the problem with the attenuated live virus vaccines is that once they're in your body, you can get the disease. And they're starting now to realize that these flaviviruses are not acute diseases. It isn't something that you get over in a week or even 10 days.
Yeah.
It's something that stays with you throughout your life.
Right. Yeah, you highlighted why that is, because it evades normal immune surveillance alarm systems. So it literally takes over your DNA and your RNA. It actually takes over the cells in ways that it can bypass the normal alarm systems. And it can affect the endoplasmic reticulum, so it can cause things like the UPR, the unfolding protein response that causes neurotrophic cell death in the first trimester of pregnancy. But the virus may not go away. These children that are having this have it still degenerating their retina and their eye and their other tissues for years after they've had this literally delivered at birth, and their brain and their tissues are cooking. Crazy stuff, isn't it?
Well, if they get into the ovaries, those women may remain barren.
Yeah, that's scary stuff. Back in a moment with Ann Morrison, Twiland.info. Subscribe. We'll be back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Time to count to 10. That's the end of ignorance. It's the end of not asking the right questions. It's the end of not having answers. We are the citizen journalists, and the regular, quote, media is basically foolish, dangerous. And, in fact, for each hour that you watch alternative media, regular media like MSNBC, your IQ drops a point and a half for MSNBC, a half a point for Fox, a point for CNN. That's pretty serious. I mean, you can end up in basically, we call levels of intelligence so low that, you know, that you are on par with bacteria. I mean, people say, that Dr. Deagle, that's insulting. I said, I mean to be insulting, because for God's sake, don't listen to the regular media. They don't even touch these issues. They're not going to talk about the danger of experimental vaccines or experimental technologies or forced vaccines. They have 272 vaccines in the pipeline. Most of these are for everything from cancer to altering your behavior. They have even a DARPA has a vaccine that affects the NMDA receptors that can actually turn off the parts of your brain that want a higher spiritual life, in other words, the spirit life, so they actually kill what's called the God genes. Did you know that, DARPA?
No. Remember the adage that it's hard to drain the swamp when you're up to your ears in alligators?
Yeah. Go ahead. Please tell us why.
Well, there is a panic about Zika virus, and it's spread in the United States. I mean, you listen to the CDC or the NIH, you know, both of the heads of those organizations are saying, we're in a panic and we need to do something and we need money. But we have rules and protocols that protect the public from unaware or disinterested bureaucrats, and there I'm talking about the EPA.
Right.
All they wanted to do was to test. They didn't want to go through all the protocols. Anyway, I have a nice table, and this was produced by the European disease consultants. And what it shows is this: the time of detection of Zika virus in human samples. And that means that they take a sample of your blood, and they can detect Zika in there for about 100 days. So we're talking about 3 months. In urine, they can detect Zika 1 day prior to symptoms. Of course, some people never get symptoms. And up to 100 days for in the urine as a maximum. In saliva, now saliva, you would be, if you were standing closer than 6 feet to somebody you were talking to, you would be getting saliva all over your face and clothes. There's just no way around it. When you talk, you spit. I mean, it's little tiny droplets, but you get it. So you have to keep your social distancing. And it says 1 day from 1 day to 100 days. So again, 1 to 3 months. 1 day to 3 months. In seminal fluid, now, you notice that they're saying seminal fluid, not semen. They're saying seminal fluid. And they say that they can find Zika in seminal fluid 14 days after you catch it, and up to 75 days. So that's 2.5 months. And then in breast milk, they can find it 3 days after you deliver your baby, and up to 75 days, or 8 days after delivery. Now, what I want to do is I want to talk about bone marrow platelets. I'm adding to this table, and I'm adding bone marrow platelets because USA Today published an article, and it was about Puerto Rico. And we had a man who was living down there. He got Zika. He came back to the United States, and he died. And he died of bleeding because his platelet count was so low. So the platelets are made in the bone marrow. And so I've just added that to their table, and apparently they aren't thinking about bone marrow. Of course, it's very hard to get a sample of bone marrow.
Right.
But you can measure platelets. And so one of these things that should be measured when they take the blood is platelets. And if it's falling, then you need to get that person off of Coumadin or any other blood center and get them get their platelet level up, or they're just bleed to death.
Yeah,
so that was my contribution. That's my contribution.
Yeah, that's pretty serious, isn't it?
Now, there have been some anecdotal reports of research being done into all five of the flavivirus mosquito-borne diseases, and those are yellow fever, dengue fever, Japanese encephalitis, West Nile virus, and Zika virus. And the research has to do with going back and looking into people who had either taken the vaccine for yellow fever or who had survived yellow fever or West Nile virus or dengue, and ask them how they were feeling, and in some cases, in fact, West Nile virus, they named it the illness that never ends. Because before the paradigm for these illnesses has been that they cause an acute illness.
Right.
But when they go back and check the patients, they discover they're sick, and some of them are dead. And so unless there's an autopsy done, these viruses may not be getting the credit for their death. The West Nile virus call it the illness that never ends, because you can get West Nile virus, and there's many people who have told me that they've had it, and it wasn't very difficult, but they haven't lived long enough for the invasion of the neurons in their brain, which will incapacitate them. Okay, so initially the testing for the Wateria bacteria was intended for the Asian tiger mosquito, and that's the Aedes albopictus,
right?
Because those mosquitoes were spreading dengue fever in China. And what they did, they got the male mosquitoes infected with a different version of the bacteria than the wild females had, and that created an incompatibility that made their, this is really funny, copulation fruitless.
Right.
What they mean is that it was like sterile. They couldn't produce eggs. And now, the CDC put out a statement, and that's Centers for Disease Control, and this statement you have to listen to. These Wolbachia mosquitoes shouldn't be confused with another kind that's being backed by the Gates Foundation and is being tested in Colombia and other countries. In that case, the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes are getting infected with a different strain of the bacteria that doesn't sterilize them, but instead makes it so they can't transmit dengue or Zika anymore. So, my question is, I haven't been told anything about a different strain of Wolbachia. And when I did my research, I couldn't find a different strain of Wolbachia. So I'm thinking that they have a different bacteria altogether. But that's what Gates is doing. They're not, you can't compare what's being done here with what they're doing in Latin America. However, originally the testing, the application for the experimental use permit was going to be on these Asian tiger mosquitoes instead of the yellow fever mosquitoes. But the uproar about Zika from the CDC and the National Institutes of Health in the United States, they switched out the tiger mosquito, and they decided they were going to test it in the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which we know carries Zika. We do not know. We have not found, and this is important, we have not found Zika in the Aedes albopictus mosquito. We have found dengue, but we have not found Zika. And so these tests that were going on for the Asian tiger mosquito wouldn't have helped us. And so they just switched over, and I don't know that there was any approval. I don't know if there was any public comment or anything, but that's what they did. And as I told you, in the when these mosquitoes were shipped to California, Fresno, California, it said no public comment needed. So I'm not sure that they ever did go through public comment. It's a different mosquito altogether, and it's not a natural host to the Wolbachia bacteria.
Right.
So what they had to go through, now this is really bad, Dr. Bill. This is really bad what they did. So it's not a natural host to the Wolbachia, and you have to remember that unlike man, who makes things over and over again, they're all the same, nature doesn't do that. every isolated local mosquito group, whatever you cloud, whatever you want to call it, is not identical. So that if you test it in Kentucky on the local mosquitoes, the Aegypti mosquitoes in Kentucky, or if you use a laboratory sample, and there's like, there must be a dozen or more, maybe 100 different laboratory Aegypti mosquitoes that were developed for different purposes, none of them will match the local mosquito that's out in California. So, but what they did that was really bad, because it wasn't the natural host to the Wolbachia, what they did was that they got together a group of mosquitoes, and they couldn't get the Wolbachia into the mosquitoes. So they let them mate, and then when they were coming out as larvae, they injected the larvae with Wolbachia. And then they let them grow up, and they had male and female mosquitoes that had the Wolbachia bacteria in them. Now, what the Wolbachia bacteria does is it keeps the virus from getting into the saliva of the mosquito. So even though it's got the virus, you won't get it. So what have we done? We've made yet a new mosquito, and if you think of all the local groups, all the local variations of this Aedes aegypti mosquitoes, and, you know, every local, it's like a microclimate. You know, we've got microgroups of Aedes aegypti mosquitoes that are not compatible with each other. So then when they release the male mosquitoes to mate with the wild mosquitoes, they won't do it.
They won't do it because they're not of the same, in a sense, subspecies.
Yes.
That's not very wise, is it?
Well, I wouldn't want to be introducing yet another species of, or I don't know what you call it, is a species of mosquito into the world.
Right.
So that's what I've got on that so far. And I think that it's worth going through that with people. One, I want you to get really angry at the EPA and tell them, get out of the mosquito-producing business.
Yeah, you're right.
And, exactly. All right. We have a little bit of time, and the FDA has approved a new vaccine for the seasonal flu, and they'll start giving it out in the fall. So they have approved it, and it's a quadrivalent four-strain flu vaccine, and it's produced using cell culture rather than chicken eggs. So they think that they can produce it faster, and not only that, in bigger quantities. You won't have the problems with people being allergic to eggs, shouldn't get the vaccine, and, there were so many people who were killed by the flu last year because their vaccine was so poor. But they're going to administer this, and it's called Flucelvax. Flucelvax, quadrivalent. They're going to administer it in people 4 years old and older. So that means even into the adults. Remember, last year they had a special vaccine for people over 65. And even then, a lot of them died because it just didn't. It was such a poor vaccine. It's going to target two A strains, that's the H1N1 and the H3N2. Now, last year they put a variant on both of those. It was the H1N1 variant and the H3N2 variant. They didn't, in the announcement, they didn't put the V on there. So I don't know what to say about that. It's going to be made in Holly Springs, North Carolina. And it's being run by Seqirus, which is from Australia. Now, what do you want to say about cell-produced instead of egg-produced? Is that a good thing?
You're talking about cell produced in terms of vaccine? Well, yeah, the supplement doesn't have the antigens that can produce egg allergy. But the basic problem with vaccines in this is that your ultimate goal is you want T-activated lymphocytes in a clone that will increase anamnestically. In other words, the number will increase on re-exposure to a pathogen that the immune system has learned. So there's a little clone in there, it's an army that you can clone up to a large volume very quickly to fight the pathogen. All the antibodies do is several things. Firstly, if the antibodies are correct to the pathogen, they tag it. Now, if those antibodies cross-react with tissues of the body, the antibodies could actually cause immune confusion, so your T lymphocytes will start attacking to your own tissues. So, for example, with Gardasil, your tissues actually make the antigen because it inserts the genes in your body, and then your body starts to attack where these antigens are similar to tissue proteins on the surface of different tissues and get pseudotumor cerebri, autoimmune conditions, inflammatory conditions, because what they've done is they think, well, we've inserted the A1 steak sauce for the lymphocytes, but, you know, how come it's not working? Well, first, if it's not the exact A1 steak sauce to tag the right pathogen, it won't work like the flu vaccine. And secondly, if you don't have a large enough clone of T lymphocytes that are actually grown to actually attack it, you don't have a large enough army to put the virus or bacteria or pathogen down. So the whole process of vaccines, to me, has a lot of failings in it. And really what we need to do is move toward immune T lymphocyte amplification technologies, which are going to be specific against the pathogen.
Okay, it is an inactive...
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Thank you.
and so, and we got a couple of other interesting issues to cover in today's program. You talked about when they're doing this mosquito trapping, they discovered this virus called the Ebanya virus. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? Is it an RNA or DNA virus? What does it do, and why did they pick it up?
Well, you know, because of the Zika virus and the mosquitoes that are involved with transmitting it, they have increased their they're looking for mosquitoes and testing mosquitoes, so they have set out more traps, and they're increasing their workload so that they can look at more mosquitoes, and they discovered a California serogroup virus. It's called a Bunya virus, and it creates encephalitis and meningitis, essentially. And they wouldn't have found it except that they're looking for it. You know, if you don't look for something, you're not going to find it.
Exactly.
And so they found it, and they reported it to the CDC, and they discovered that the mosquito that was carrying it is yet another Aedes mosquito, and it's called Trivittatus. Trivittatus. Aedes Trivittatus.
We'll have to show this with this proper spelling when we do our recap after the show today, because it's a tongue twister, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And so the CDC has said that this was found in the city of Denton, up by the university, North Texas University. And so the CDC has said that Denton is at a risk level of 2. So that means, what do you think that means? That means they have to do more work. They have to send out more traps, and they have to look at more mosquitoes, and they want to find out, how big the problem is, because it may be that people are dying of encephalitis. And, if you don't look to see if they were within the endemic zone, they may not attribute it to this.
If you look at death certificates by doctors, doctors are so sloppy. Pathologists, I remember being in the autopsy room or pathology labs, and the pathologists would be cursing and swearing about how the primary doctors, internists, even the infectious disease, don't have a clue about what caused the person's death, because they have the body right there. They're doing slides, electron microscopy, advanced immunology, but the patient's already dead. So they have ultimate knowledge. And the problem is, if you don't test, you don't know. So if you don't look for traps of mosquitoes, if you don't look for the possible cause of encephalitis or the cause of death, you might think it's Alzheimer's or acute meningitis, but in fact, it's this particular Ebanya virus. You know.
Right, and this virus does kill people with encephalitis or meningitis. It's a very aggressive mosquito. Now, up in Montana, what they do is they look for this mosquito. They have a surveillance program for the Trivittatus mosquito.
Wow. So after the show, we'll do an update. We'll have all the fancy pictures and so on. If you have pictures and the spelling of this fancy, difficult mosquito, it's a vector for Ebanya. And, of course, you also mentioned about radiation as well, which is Hanford. We may touch on that some more when we do our recap. Thank you, Ann. Amazing updates on what's going on with Zika. It's pretty scary. We can make a B-movie of it based on facts, and much more scary when it's based on reality. And it may be causing permanent sterility for these women. Unfortunately, the evidence is coming more and more in that favor. Back in a moment with Firing Line, your questions answered from our order line, 888-212-8871. Remember, today is the first of a 5-day Seven for Heaven Memorial Day sale.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.